Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a lawsuit against a Massachusetts public library for censorship of religious expression. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of barbwire.com. Matt, this is in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Liberty Counsel filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Lawrence in Massachusetts for its public library's policy and its denial of access for a civic and educational program that includes religious content. This is a meeting that Liberty Counsel filed an application to hold at the library, and Liberty Counsel was denied the right to be able to meet in this library common community room. Even though it's open to nonprofit groups, it was closed to people with religious viewpoints. That is blatantly unconstitutional.
Yeah, the notice says religious groups may use the library's meetings rooms for administrative purposes, but shall not be allowed use for the sake of proselytizing or otherwise influencing people to a particular belief or point of view. Well, where in the First Amendment does it say that? This is unbelievable. This is viewpoint discrimination at its worst.
Yeah, in fact, the library's mission statement says this. It's kind of comical when you look at it in light of this other policy. The library's mission statement says, quote, "The freedom to pursue knowledge is a foundation of our democracy. The library exists to preserve the free development and expression of ideas essential for an informed citizenry." That's their mission statement. But then their policy regarding use of their room says that religious groups may not use these facilities to influence people to a particular belief or point of view. Now, that means that religious organizations, yeah, it makes no sense. How can you not influence someone to a particular point of view? It seems as though everything that you do is designed to influence someone to a particular point of view, even if you're giving them just straight out news and not having any commentary on the news.
So what is it about religion that is different from any other point of view? It just makes no sense. It's anti-Christian hostility. Now, Matt, Liberty Counsel has had to file similar cases in the past, correct, with other libraries?
Yeah, we've never lost such a case like this. This is a no-brainer. You can't have a policy of all places in a public library for a common meeting room that's open to the public and then prohibit religious viewpoints in that room. In fact, if you think about it, and this would be a fun deposition, you could check out books from the library, which I've done in previous library litigation, put them on the table of a wide variety. You could have, for example, books on creation and evolution, or books on various kinds of political discussions, or books on whatever topic, and you could put them on the desk, and you could say, is this a book in the library? Yes, it's a book in the library. It's got the library's insignia on it. Can I read this in the library? Yes, you can read it in the library. You can check it out. You can go to a cubicle. Now, if a religious group takes that book or books of different viewpoints, and they take them into the common community room, can the religious group talk about them and talk about its particular pros and cons or express a viewpoint on that book? No, you can't do that. Well, can a secular group do that? Yes, they can do that. A secular group can use the meeting room. They can have whatever point of view. They can take a pro and con. You could have a book reading club, for example, Matt. That would be your secular book reading club. You just want to check out a book. You come to the library. You have a little discussion about that book. You take pros and cons on it. You ask about a particular result or whether this particular author is going here or there and whether it's good or bad. That's fine. But if it's a religious group that does the same thing, no, the religious group can't do this. You cannot influence any person to a particular belief or point of view. That is blatantly unconstitutional.
Well, historically, libraries have been at the forefront in opposing censorship, haven't they? But now, under progressive control, libraries are becoming institutions that foster censorship, specifically when it comes to viewpoints that are not, quote, progressive viewpoints. So this is a library engaging in blatant unconstitutional censorship.
Yes, in fact, we had one of our first library cases many years ago was in West Allis, Wisconsin. And in that particular case, someone wanted to use the common community room that was open to the public. They wanted to have a discussion on creation and evolution. They wanted to have some fossils and some bones. They wanted to talk about the Bible. And they filled out an application and they were denied because they said you couldn't talk about religion in the room. We filed suit. I went there and litigated. We had a deposition there at the West Allis, Wisconsin location, and we brought some library books out and we put them on the desk and did exactly what I just said. The ironic thing was this room that you could not talk about religion, and that one also had a provision you couldn't talk about politics, was called the Constitution Room. That was the name of it. It had Constitution Room over the entrance to the door. That's what it was called. How ironic. In the Constitution Room, you had no constitutional protection. Libraries of all places, are repositories of knowledge of a variety of views, conflicting views. You can go there and you can get books on a lot of different subject matters that have different perspectives. But if you're a religious organization, you can't discuss those perspectives from your point of view. And that is a no-brainer. It's unconstitutional. It's like saying you can talk about politics, but only from the position of a Democrat, not a Republican. You can talk about you can talk about life issues, but only if you're talking about the viewpoint of abortion, not pro-life. Those kinds of restrictions, when it's a viewpoint on a subject matter would be an entire subject. But if it's a viewpoint on the subject, that kind of discrimination is even worse because that is the government licensing one side of the debate and disabling the other side of the debate. It's actually the government stepping on one side of the scale and against your viewpoint, in this case, against religious viewpoints.
Well, it's just a microcosm of what the progressive left is doing. Those examples you gave, you kind of gave those as analogies, but they would like to do all of those things. This is viewpoint discrimination. That's the nature of viewpoint discrimination, and the left engages in viewpoint discrimination. Any dissent against the radical progressive leftist worldview must be quashed, and certainly Christianity inherently is counter-progressive in the sense that they define it because it's rooted in absolute truth.
Well, that's why Liberty Counsel filed this lawsuit. It is against the city of Lawrence, Massachusetts. In Lawrence, Massachusetts, the library policy says that their mission statement is to preserve the free development and expression of ideas essential for an informed citizenry. But their policy on use of the room says that religious groups may not influence people to a particular belief or point of view. Everyone's welcome, but you religious people, no, not so much for you. This is just for people who have non-religious, anti-religious views. Your religious viewpoints, they're not welcome here. Liberty Counsel filed the lawsuit, and we knew it was going to come. Now it is here. We need your prayers more than ever, and we believe that we will be successful. Continue to pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Liberty Counsel is an international nonprofit litigation, education, and policy organization dedicated to advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family since 1989 by providing pro bono assistance and representation on these and related subjects. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. There you can send in an online credit card contribution, or there you can find our address and mail in a contribution. You can also put us as part of your will or your estate planning. For more information, call us at 800-671-1776. Again, our phone number is 800-671-1776. Liberty Counsel has many outreaches in addition to our public interest law firm outreach all around the country. We also have a major educational outreach with printing and publications and brochures and pamphlets. We have an online store that's available for not only our resources, but other good resources that are available, good books that we recommend, that I have read, and that I recommend for you to read and increase your repository of knowledge on the Liberty Council store at lc.org. Also, we have a number of emails, and you can find those at libertycouncil.com. We have the Liberty Council, the Liberty Council Action, and the Liberty Relief International, all available right there, plus much more. Stand for Liberty Council in your prayers and in your regular, consistent financial partnership. Together, we can make a difference.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.